Now, look, if it's caused by stress, meditating is letting go, being kind, being gentle, rest a lot. You know, just eat nice food, go for walks. Ask your body, body, what do you need? If you ask the body will tell you. A lot of times you never ask. And that's why you get stressed. The body wants something, you never give it to it. So that's why the body gets very tired, very fed up with you, and gets stressed out and gets sick. And after a while it says, I don't like you anymore, and dies. That's what happens. So, just be kind to the body, be sensitive to the body, and your body gets very, very healthy. But there was this great story of, in one of the retreats I gave over, again, before we got this place, in the Redemptorist Monastery. Now, Bianca, she brought this guy to me at the beginning of the retreat, because he was a mess. He had this eczema, this rash, all over his body. I think he had to wear this rubber mask, actually, to stop him scratching himself. It looked disgusting. And I was really sort of concerned about this fellow because, you know when you've got an itch. This was really bad eczema. And, you know, even in Guantanamo Bay, they only torture you for a number of hours in the day, then they send you back into your cell. But this guy, 24 hours, just this incredible itch and just would never go away. And, you know, I had this incredible compassion for this guy. I don't know how he can stand it. You know, I just, every time I've had an itch, you know, just scratching it for a few minutes, and this is constant. So he came and said, look, nothing has worked. He's going to try meditation as a last resort. But he said, look, I don't know if I can even last a day. You know, that's why I've come to see you. Just, if I leave, it's nothing about you. It's just, I just can't stand this. But he lasted the 9 days. The whole 9 days he lasted, and when the last day he came to see me again, and he showed me his body. And he had this tiny little rash just around his ankles, and he said, this is a miracle, I can't thank you enough. This is nothing now, just a slight little itch around my ankles, the rest of my body is totally free. You can see it now, the rash had totally gone from his face. And everybody knows that eczema is a stress-related condition. And he learned how to let go and relax and make peace. And it wasn't not just, he felt peace. Well, you could actually see it on his body. It was just written on his body with all this healthy skin with no pustules on it. And that made me feel so happy that, you know, he'd actually done something to take away a huge amount of physical suffering from this fellow. And it was just a wonderful experience seeing that. And I was just so overjoyed that he wasn't, suffering was just 99.9% all relieved. It was really gross suffering as well. So it does work, but don't be one of those people that say, I've got to sit, I've got to watch the breath to get rid of my stress. That's more stress. So just, relax. This is one of the toughest things for a teacher to do is to ask a person to relax, because some of you come here and I'm meditating. I'm going to get up early. I don't want to sleep so much. You know, I'm going to make the best out of this retreat. I'm going to get jhana on this retreat. I'm going to go through pain. I'm not going to eat something. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to be tough. I'm going to be... Oh, come on, relax a bit. Be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Don't be so cruel to yourselves. So even if you're hurting in meditation, move, for goodness sake. And if your nose itches, scratch it. Pick your nose. I don't care. I'm not going to get upset at you. All these conventions which we have in this world, we're not supposed to do this, we're not supposed to do that, just gets you more sort of stress. Oh, come on. Just relax. Be more peaceful. And then, even when you're meditating, lean against the wall. Get on the chairs. Have a nice, comfortable body. If you do that, you relax a lot and you get peaceful, and many of the health conditions just heal themselves. And it's very rare that you can come to a place and you're not asked to achieve anything. There are no goals to meet, and no one is going to criticize you. All of you who've been to the interviews, and have you noticed, I always do this, I always say very good. And some of you have said, no, I haven't been meditating, I've been all over the place, and I said, very good. And then I told you why I do that, is because I want you to feel free, just to be happy to be who you are. Because if I said, oh, that's not very good, then here we go, we're back at school again. Back where we have to live up to someone else's expectations. Back having to achieve, having to meet this goal and that goal. That's the cause of stress. So just like, let go and just be. Not only do you let go of stress, but you get the most deepest of meditations. There was, she's not here this retreat, she comes often on a retreat. She was on a retreat which I was giving in, it was a Khao Lak retreat, the Buddhist Fellowship in Singapore, but she was a Malaysian girl. 9 days she'd been meditating, getting nowhere. Really frustrated. And at the end of the just before lunchtime, we finished before lunch because people had to get on these buses to go back to the airport and catch a plane back here and there all over the place. But she was going on a late bus, so she had about 45 minutes before lunch. So she told me, nothing to do, so she was just meditating, killing time. And then she came up to me, and I was having my lunch because I had to have it early before 12 o'clock. And she sat down and looked up at me with these big eyes. I just, oh, at last, I've done it. Oh, so nice. She got her first deep meditation. And then I asked her, so what did you do this time? And actually, I was doing nothing, I was killing time. Exactly. All this time you've been trying to achieve this and trying to get that, and now at once you've actually just let go. You know, doing nothing, just killing time. Yes, well done. And then she learned what it was to let go. And how easy it is. When you actually press that letting go button, and how difficult it is to find that button and let go. If you do, then all the health problems, they just almost vanish. So that's what we do. And I don't care if it's about the whole 9 days of wasting time, if you just press that letting go button once and realize what I'm talking about. Could you please tell us a story about